21 degrees in Buffalo at 12:04. Good afternoon. I'm Omar Fatou, WBFO News. A massive effort is underway in downtown Buffalo, with patients being moved from Women and Children's Hospital to the new Oshai Children's Hospital on the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus. WBFO's Avery Schneider joins us live with an update.
Omar, transports continue to leave the Bryant Street campus one after another. As of the 11 o'clock hour, the new Oshai Children's Hospital was caring for a total of 25 patients. Of those transferred from Women and Children's, six are in the new Hematology Oncology Unit, one mother from Labor and Delivery who was moved in the early stages of labor, and six from the Neonatal Intensive Care Unit. Clinical logistics lead Cassie Church says there haven't been any major challenges along the way, but each individual patient gets an individual assessment on whether or not they're ready to move.
It's really up to them to let us know that, you know, they're stable enough, and whether that's a lab value or a situational thing or an emotional thing. So luckily for our pediatric patients, we have child life specialists here working with the kiddos that might need a little bit of soothing. We're doing some education with the moms on why we're using the type of car seats we're using, how you dress a baby that goes into a car seat on a cold day like this. But it's really up to the patients.
Only one minor hiccup came in the form of an elevator malfunction, but like every other aspect of the plan today, hospital staff had it covered with four elevator technicians already on site. Church says staff who have already been through a long day are still energized to go. There's been cheering and clapping as patients depart, and in a hospital that's used to seeing 3,000 deliveries per year, everyone is still waiting to find out who will be the final mother to give birth before the doors to Women and Children's close. Reporting live at the Bryant Street campus of Women and Children's Hospital, Avery Schneider, WBFO News.
And we'll be following the move throughout the day. We'll bring you updates throughout the afternoon right here on WBFO.